Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Is everything going well with you and yours? We opened the show, Heart to Heart, with the sounds of Okisukum, and the title of the song is All the Glory. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ deserves all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. He is the Lord of Lords, He's the King of Kings, and beside Him there is no other. We've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I don't know about you, it was very cold, but very good, and kept by the awesome grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say to family members who have been giving to Radio Pulpit, thank you so much for your giving. Thank you so much, because you're not giving to Radio Pulpit. I'm just reminding you that when you give, you're giving to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And somebody's like, giving? What are you talking about? Remember that we've had Visiothon last month, and so we are on the post-campaign Visiothon 2025, and we say, let's keep Radio Pulpit's voice of faith, voice of hope alive, and because we have been with you, family, for over 40 decades. And Radio Pulpit 657 AM has been your daily companion and the heartbeat of a ministry built on trust, truth, and God's word. But today, that voice of our ministry is under threat. And this is because of the possible national shutdown of AM frequencies. And that, we always let you know that it means that you might try to switch on 657 AM one day and we will no longer be there. But this is a new beginning and a turning point for us, because we are offering sustainable solutions to this. We have four radio stations that are online. The Radio Pulpit 657 AM online, the IM Youth Web Radio Station, Radio Council Hartlank, and Radio Pulpit Chigelele. And we are being forced to use more ways of broadcasting, and that's why we have all these four, so that we can continue to reach thousands and thousands of hearts with the voice of hope and the voice of faith. And you know, because our Visiothon is coming to an end, and our financial year is also coming to an end, but to secure the sustainability of new ways of listening, we will need to reach our Visiothon target that we spoke about in Visiothon last month, which is 3 million rands. So we are almost there. We are getting there. But we need your continued support. And if you say this ministry has blessed you, this ministry has been awesome to you, you can give to Radio Pulpit, and you SMS the word give to 37871, or WhatsApp the word give to 0826572729. I'm talking money matters. I'm not alone. Can I call you the money doctor?
Yes, I just need a PhD, but it's okay. I'll take it as an honorary doctorate, compliment.
Oh my.
Yes. The money doctor, that's me.
I mean, you got the school of money.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's well deserved, I guess.
Do you want to tell us about the school of money a little bit?
Well, the school of money is an event that I host annually. It's open to the public. People who have bought my book, read my book, or who have been blessed by my book, podcast to get an opportunity to attend those School of Money event and share ideas with other entrepreneurs and people who are in the finance space. Yeah, it's a great time. We had one together and you were there as our MC this year. It really was quite a big success. So basically, School of Money's consumer education, its financial literacy seminars that I hold different places in South Africa.
Wow. That's why I call you the money doctor.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Yes. And so today we're saying, what do you do when you get a lot of money?
But you know, you said something. There's something called selective listening. When someone gives a long speech, you only hear one line that concerns you. Yeah. So there's a line you said, and I started listening more.
Yeah.
When you said, you might switch on the radio on AM and we no longer there. my ears went zzz. Yes. What are you talking about? what will happen then if I switch on to
in the near future
657 a.m. and
there
I'm
will
not
no
listening.
Longer be a.m. in the
so
in
what
the near
do,
future.
Do I then go to those other platforms you talked
yes.
about?
Okay, yes, I that's go where to. You will be using Radio Pulpit Online,
oh.
Radio Pulpit Hartlank, and Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Okay.
I am web radio
wow.
as well.
Nice. Yeah. You see the problem with selective listening.
I love that you asked that question so
yes,
we can clarify.
Because I possibly represent a number of listeners
well,
out
like,
there
huh?
who probably just switched on the radio because they are driving.
And then
and
they,
had
only
that, they only had that line that, Spongile said, she's closing shops. And that's not what you said.
No. It's a new beginning for yeah, Radio Pulpit.
It is, right?
Yeah, it's a yeah. turning point for Radio
yeah.
Pulpit.
And things are changing. You know, mm-hmm. we are in the 21st century.
The AI you know? Exactly. Face and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Muruti, today we say, what do you do when you have a lot of money?
And,
we're talking to people who might win lotto.
Yeah, well,
might
you know,
the latter,
we live in a very interesting world. People get a lot of money, Sbongile, from different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can get it from Provident Fund. Maybe it's an early retirement that they took because they want a different career path
mm-hmm.
and they have worked for so many years and they decide, look, I'm going to go on early retirement and
yes.
I have access to lump sum
yes.
from Provident Funds. It could either be Provident Funds, retirement funds, or some people, like you said, might have won the lottery.
Mm.
Some, it's a divorce settlement. There's divorce settlements that end up with millions of money.
Mm.
Others is deceased estates and testaments.
Mm.
Maybe your parents had you on a will
yeah.
And you are a beneficiary. And all of a sudden, you basically have access to this so much money.
Mm.
Sometimes it's business ventures. A lot
what
of people
pension?
In South Africa. I did mention pension, right?
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah,
with
I
retirement
you, yeah,
funds
you
and provident
yeah,
funds, and we said the other way of access to lump sum could be, we said, okay, business venture.
Mm-hmm.
You are a tenderpreneur.
Mm.
You know, one gentleman
suddenly,
that I know from home, this was the most amazing one.
Yeah.
He got a tender to cut grass.
Yeah.
For how much? Guess how much?
Mm.
To cut grass.
How many millions?
You know, you cut grass along the side of the road.
Yes.
And I think he got, well, that was between my township and Zanini. It could be about 15 kilometers.
For how many millions?
6 million.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, all you have to do, get unskilled people, you know, to cut the grass, put in a lot of petrol here and there. But if they are giving you 6 million for that tender...
Mm.
So tenders have also been, for some people, in fact, a number of people have had access to a lot of money through the tendering system as well. And others, like I said, deceased estates, you are a beneficiary of a deceased estate or that testament and will that as a result of the unfortunate loss. Others is road accident funds, right? With RAF,
yes.
You know. It's the good ending of a bad story that you were involved in this catastrophic accident and years later you got a payout of so much money. So the big question is to our listeners
as
well.
Now it doesn't even take years any longer.
Yeah, but this is what I want you and I and our listeners to talk about. How would you spend a million? Let's assume it's a million that just landed in your account now or even more.
And I think we should give our family members an opportunity to call us and let us know
how they spend it, right?
Yeah.
It will be interesting to know, have you gotten a million? If you got it now, you're not forced to tell us your name. Otherwise, we come asking for it. We always are interested in those who have got a little bit of money to, you know, to cash on. But to hear the experience of people that have gotten a lot of money, whether you think you used it well or you didn't use it well, but it will really be interesting to hear how, you know, or even opinions. Maybe you did not get it, but what would you do?
If you would.
If 6 million, 5 million landed in your account, realistically, what would you do? What is the first thing that you're going to do?
Mm.
I remember one gentleman, I was watching this documentary. It's a reality show where people get a lot of money. And he said the first thing he did was to wake up. Because he got a text while sleeping. That and he says this is in the middle of the night, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what people do, like 1 a.m. at night, the shops are closed, the malls are closed, people are sleeping. He said the first thing that I did was to wake up. And then he says, the next thing that I did was to send someone a please call at that time of the night. And he says, this person didn't respond. Then I bombarded them with six more police calls. And then by the time they called, hey, what's happening? Who died? And I said, hey, no one died. Someone has just started to leave. And he said, listen, please send me 100 rand a time. I will give you 1,000 in the morning.
Hi, boo.
Yes. That's the, we call it the money drive. It makes you do the impossible, right?
It's like a drug.
That's why I'm saying we would really want to know. And you look at people like that who blew it all, right? And you think, have these people never before they got the money? Because, I mean, if you are on a waiting period for a payout from road accident, surely you know one of these days you're going to make some money. So during the time when you're waiting until the money hits your account, what are you planning? What's your plans? What are your goals? What are you planning to do? And if people plan at all, why is it that they don't seem to be sticking to those plans when the money finally hits, you know? Yeah, that's why it's really interesting to get to here. Yeah, well, I sort of didn't want to overshadow what people think, but please do share with us out there. Let us know what would you do?
Yeah.
Let's hear what people that are money wise, what are those conscious spending habits that you will display when you get so much money? I don't know if you want me to already shoot in and say this is from an expert, from a doctor's point of view. This is what, because I spoke a lot about that in my book. There's actually a chapter, I believe it's chapter 14 in my book, that talks about what to do if you bumped into a lot of money. And I once posted this and someone said, I would not return it to the police. I was like, what are you talking about? And he sent me a link of this young girl. I'm sure you saw the news at some point. So there's apparently a young school girl, high school girl, that bumped into a sport bag full of money.
And she chowed that?
No.
She took it to the police. Oh, yeah. I think I read it a couple of months ago.
And the kind of bullying and insults.
From the social media space. Because like, she took the money to the police. Yeah.
Why would you? And somebody, I remember reading a comment of someone. Is like, I would chase her out of my house if she was my daughter. You know? And I also started asking people, what would you do if you woke up one day and money just came into your account? Are you hearing someone there?
Yeah. I have a family member here.
Let's get some money advices out there.
Mam Nicoline saying, hi, Sibongile. If I had 1 million rand, I would pay off my house and car.
It's a woman, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And after that, 1 million gone. I would like to open a petrol garage. Might be another 2 million. I think might be another 2 million. Okay. So, that is what she would do.
Wow. She says the first thing is she'll pay off
her car and her house
with that 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope that that's enough to actually do both, right? Mm-hmm. Good. And then she says if she has obviously more than that 1 million.
Yeah, then open a petrol garage.
She will open a petrol garage. Maybe I should get personal with you.
With me?
Yes.
Oh, mine, I had to go back to the Lord and say, but is this right? Because
do you mean, Sibongile? You will go start. You'll start praying with a million in your account.
No. I was praying already.
Okay.
Lord, if I would get this, because all I'm thinking is charity, and I think I will be left with nothing.
You are a dangerous charity person. Your charity is dangerous.
Very. It is at a very dangerous level. It can bankrupt me.
Yeah, but and also make a lot of us happy. You are the one that's going to be going out. What do you need?
No.
You shouldn't be in need when I'm around.
Specifically,
you are the what is, you know, the big
the
guys
spender,
in the party.
The big spender.
Yes.
Not that one.
Umreki. You buy. When you are around, we are all happy.
No. I would spend it on charity, as in like charity.
Wow.
As in like
why is that close to your heart, though?
I don't know.
Charity doesn't
God
give
has
you
put
back
it,
anything?
Yes.
You don't get anything
yes,
in return?
Because I have been in that ministry for a long time, I guess.
Now you're making
Now I would be like, oh, okay, those children don't have food. They don't have.
Wow.
So I would be their supplier, school and everything.
Gee,
so that's so I'm very dangerous in that area.
I must stick around you for a long time. The day you get the million, I'm going to start acting poor.
You won't qualify.
And attract the charity.
You won't
hard
qualify.
Out of you, yeah. But she spoke very something interesting. If she says she will put up a garage, I have heard, you know, because I'm in the financial space and primarily consumer education, a little bit of investment finance as well. But I will have people, and I remember having a gentleman who said, listen, I have, I think he had 3 million. And then he comes and I ask him, what are you going to do with it? Because that's where you start. Before you tell people what they should do, hear what they are supposed, what they want to do with it. Mm-hmm. Man, he mentioned, I'm going to buy three houses. I'm going to buy two cars for myself and my wife. And then I'm going to buy a land. And on this land, I'm going to start a hatchery, a chicken farm. And he mentioned more than six businesses. And that is dangerous because,
of course,
you know, not knowing is the worst thing ever, right? Not knowing. For example, you can tell someone that, if I give you a million, what are you going to do with it? You will be shocked to hear the person say, number one, I'll buy my mom a house and I'll buy myself a house and I'll buy my brother who's been suffering. I'll buy them a car. Guys, we're talking about a million. Do you really know what's happening out there?
Oh, how old is there? Blessing Maringa says, charity. More like me, my sister. So
is that
we are the same WhatsApp group.
You are WhatsApp group.
Yeah, so we are
dangerous
very dangerous.
Spenders.
No, not dangerous spenders. Yeah. We're talking here orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking... Oh, yeah,
you guys are angels. Who's the name of the person? Angel number two.
Blessings.
Blessing. You just found your angel.
Let's hear. I think Kim Tsilapedi, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear.
Hello, Mam Sibongile. Hello, Mam Sibongile.
Hi, Ma.
Family. Nomfundi Silapo. Mang tola lo 1 million.
Yeah. Yes.
Mang eta. Mpatali quality zamzo. King nazo. Angatalapo, a celebrity nigga. You contribute a good hour is Dalwa, Laguna's Dalwa corner. I'll give them something.
See,
then yes, good to Gulugulu's own busisa.
See,
Mrs. Zugulan Sam Sisine.
Did you hear that?
No, Sibongile, I'm getting worried now.
We
why does it seem
we're on the
as
same
if
WhatsApp group?
It's your friends that are listening to this show. Maybe you have harbored all your friends because your spending habits are alike. You guys want to change the world with money.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Interesting.
It's Mom Caroline Silaveri. Thank you, Mom. So, but I love the fact that she says, I'm going to start with tithing first.
Wow. I was touched. I was like, wow,
then
the world is still
bills.
A better place. There's still hope out there.
then pay all my bills.
And pay all my bills. I just really loved the second part where because most financial advisors are going to start with that one.
Yeah.
Because basically, I would say the two most important things that one has to do, one would be that one, debt cancellation.
Off.
Because, you know, debts are, I always say, they are a weapon of wealth destruction. They take away from you the right to create wealth.
Mm.
For most people, if it was not for debts, they'll be rich. Imagine if you had no house to pay, if you had no car to pay, if you owed no one nothing except love. You would be the most happiest person alive.
Mm.
But I want to add something to that, which I'll probably buttress a lot. So in my book, I said, when you get a lump sum of money, take it to the cross. Now, I use that word because people, you know, think religiously most of the time. And it will help them to always want to figure out what exactly was I referring to when I said take it to the cross. So you draw a cross and you spend on the left and the right, right? So on the left side, you pay off your debts. On the right side, you build an income-generating asset. Because if all you do with that money is to pay off your debts, you are soon going to go back into your debts. because all you did is, you know, the attitude that comes to debt-free people sometimes is very dangerous. It's like, ah, I got 2 million. I paid everyone. I don't owe anyone. And if you have been in debts for the long time, do you know that being in debts become normal to you? It's it's what you know.
Of course.
You've been in debt since you were a student.
I hear you loud and clear.
Imagine if you've been in debt since you were a student. You started owing before you finished a degree.
Mm.
And by the time you started working, you had a university loan.
Mm.
And then you started with a car loan and a mortgage. So I had one podcaster saying, you know, people must just accept the fact that debts are a part of our lives in South Africa. And, you know, she was a debt advocate.
I want to be debt free.
She's like, I don't care what the motivational speakers are saying. I'm saying to you, being in debt. But, you know, the point that I sort of picked up something.
Yeah,
I didn't agree with her, but there's something agreeable.
Okay.
The agreeable part is that when you have lived in debt for the longest time,
you become addicted.
You become addicted, and being in debt, it's what you know. That's the norm for you.
Okay, then
it's
normal. We need our minds to.
It's normal, and being debt free becomes abnormal. Oh, I'm not used to being debt free. I'm used to deductions, guys. I'm used to seeing money leaving my account. I'm used to seeing.
But there's also one thing that happens.
What, deductions bouncing?
But Moriti, there's also one thing that happens. If one has been indebted for so long,
you become traumatized.
Some become spenders.
Okay.
Reckless spenders now because they are no longer
in debt. Yes.
Which will also take
But
them.
Let me share with you something. Mm. For me, it was trauma.
Mm.
Remember, I'm used to deductions.
Mm.
So the day I was debt free, I shared a story of how I eradicated 1 million of debts in my book. Because I'm used to your aggressive deductions until minus
the stress,
right? Mm. When I'm debt free, I got for about a month or two or three, I started shifting my money to a linked account.
Okay.
Because I'm traumatized. I'm expecting a deduction when it's no longer coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so that's the trauma I'm talking about. Sometimes people become so accustomed to being in debt that when they are debt free, it feels abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They go back and then create the debt. And then also the other thing is, what is the use of being debt free when there's no money coming?
Sure.
So that's why most people get bankrupt. So they start off well. They really do what we say they should do.
Mm.
Just like, is it Mama
Caroline
said?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm going to go pay off my debts.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? She feels good about that. She feels like this is good money habit.
Mm.
And a million other people feel the same way. But if she goes, she said, I'll tithe. Mm. After tithing, she feels good. It's a good thing to do that. Two, I will go and pay off my debts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said the third one is I'll go help people. Or is it
disabilities?
Disability.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that gives her, you know, almost a moral feeling that, you know, she's spending money the right way. But suppose the million is gone. Suppose she paid off her debts, she gave tithe, and she gave some of that to charity, and she's left with nothing.
Mm.
You know what's going to happen a few months later? Because life goes on, you still need to eat.
Yeah.
You still need to pay off your to pay up your lights, if you are staying in a gated community, your levies and all of that. You might have paid off your house, but there's still levies to pay. There's still rates and taxes to pay. And there's still clothes to wear. There's still school fees to be paid. There's still TV license. There's a whole lot of things that you need to pay up for. There's petrol to pour in your car. Life still needs to go on. So what people then do is, I've paid off my debts. I gave some of it, but I do not have an income generating asset. I don't have anything that brings in the money. So they start selling the very same things that they paid off.
Sure.
If they paid off a couch, they feel good about the fact that, you know, some people paid off this couch on credit. I feel good about myself because I bought it cash. It is that very couch that they are going to sell now.
Yeah.
Then the next thing, they're going to sell that TV.
Yeah.
The third thing, they're going to sell that car. And that's what you have seen people who blow all the money doing.
Okay, Moruti, just park it there a little bit. Another family member, this is Cherry Baby, who says, hi, my sisters. Street people first.
Hi, Bo. Still born. I told you, Zbongile. No. This is the same
okay,
WhatsApp
let
group.
I told you. let me read her message.
Okay.
And she says, and stillborn babies and abused women, so close to my heart. You know value of money is not much nowadays.
Ah, Zbongile, you and your friends needs me.
Well, I had to go back to the...
Can you add me to your WhatsApp group? You need someone who's different, a little bit different from you guys.
Yeah, because I had to go
back. I'm not going to break down your charity program.
Because I had to go back to the Lord and I said, so maybe that's why you're not giving me the million rent yet.
Yes.
And maybe it passed through my hands. I didn't even realize that now it's all, like it went to a million.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was more concerned about. So please get direct.
Rewiring you. Yeah. Guys, hallelujah. Listen to me. let me preach to you now. The right way of spending money, it's not to give all of it. That's not godly.
Mm.
If you give all your money to the poor, God looks at you and sees an irresponsible person with money. God, I'm talking on behalf of
so
God.
So you have to multiply it?
So there's three things God wants you to do with your money. God wants you to save some, spend some, and give some. That's why even in the Bible, there are laws about...
What about multiplying it?
That's on the saving equation. Okay. Once you start saving, then you are on the multiplication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God wants you to spend some, give some, and save some.
Mm.
Obviously, when you will save, you will multiply, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why there are principles in the Bible about how and how much you should give.
Yeah.
A woman once came to my church and she said, I want to give all my salary to you.
You.
Right?
You.
Ah, as a pastor, that you. Must be a blessed Sunday in the whole year. Right? I then called her to my office and I said, please come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
She comes and I says, what you had is not God.
Mm-hmm.
And her eyes pops up.
Yeah.
And I said, where's your salary? Mm-hmm. Man, she had withdrawn all her salary and put it in different envelopes. And then I said, let's count it. And we counted her salary.
Yeah.
It came to 10,000.
You're a good man.
Boo, 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 boo.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yes, now I'm blushing. But it came to 10,000. Then I took 1,000.
Yes.
From that 10,000.
Uh-huh.
Then I pushed back 9,000 to her. And I said, God expects you to give this 1,000. That's your 10%. And I said, go and save. If you have no debts whatsoever, go and save at least 15% from that 9,000 and spend 75%.
Yeah.
I said, that is what we call good consumer education.
Yes.
It starts there.
Yes.
Basic principles of consumer education. You give 10%, you save 15% when you are still a beginner.
Mm.
You will hear people saying, I save 40%. Listen, don't go there. One day I went to the gym, I saw a lady picking up serious weight. I don't know, she picked 120 kg of weight. I said, this is a lady, she cannot beat me.
Mm.
I went there, Zbongile, I tried to pick up. The next day I was in hospital. So what I'm saying is you need to know where to start.
Okay.
Don't hear someone saying, I save 40% and you go start.
You
because
do
they
the
don't
same.
Earn the same money as you and they don't have the same financial obligation as yourself.
Mm.
When you are still starting, 10% you give, 15% you save, 75% you spend.
Mm.
And some people, when I say 75%, they say, that's a lot. Because life, it's a lot. Life, it's expensive. So spend 75% and that. So I told that lady, this is what God wants you to do with your money.
Mm.
To give some, spend some, and save some. And remember, you save so that you can invest.
But now,
once you get a lump sum of money, pay off your debts. But the most people think, I just have to pay my debts, because they expect that every financial coach will tell you to pay off your debts.
Mm.
No, there's something greater than paying off your debts.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it comes second, right?
Okay.
It's building an income-generating asset. You know, this morning I had coffee before I came here with a friend of mine who was once a millionaire. Uh-huh. He had access to millions. 10 years later, he's still a millionaire.
Oh.
But guess what?
Don't do that to us. Don't do that to us.
10 years later, he's still a millionaire. And in the past 10 years, he has never had any business and has never had any job.
Mm.
He has never worked for anybody.
Mm.
You know, he's. But since he became a millionaire 10 years ago once, he's still a millionaire. And I'm talking about net worth millionaire and cash millionaire, the guy is.
Mm.
And what he did that most people fail to do, once, guys, oh, let me finish with this one. Once money makes a mistake, I always say to people, guys, when money make a mistake of coming into your life in a lot, I'm talking millions, I always use the word make a mistake because you must understand that it's not something that's going to happen. It might happen once in your lifetime. It might be the first and the last time you have ever seen 6 million. And that's how you need to see money. See it as if this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I know we react differently to that statement. Others will say, yeah, that's why I have to enjoy myself because it's the first and the last. No. But you have to manage it in such a way that even though you will never have another opportunity to make the same kind of money, you will still be well off. Now, the first thing is you pay off your debts because debts are the one that makes people poor and that makes people to not have an uncomfortable life.
Coming to paying off debts, we spoke about also rewiring that part of our lives. Because still, after that, you find...
You're going back. Yes.
Okay, Candy says, greetings, Radio Pulpit family. I would use a portion of that money to give back to the church. I would invest a portion into my small business to be able to... Then create employment, and I would use a portion to take my family to Egypt.
At least I found a friend in this WhatsApp group.
On the tour,
someone who's like-minded.
Of you guys need us. Step.
What's the lady's name?
That is Candy.
Candy, you and I are friends. We need to join Sbongile's WhatsApp group. And
dilute.
Them, yes.
Just dilute.
Add a little bit of water.
Put
there.
Some milk.
These guys wants to give all their money. No.
Okay, but now how do we then rewire? How do we get our minds rewired?
For me, I'll tell you what works for me.
Poverty
is my biggest trauma. You know, we are all traumatized in life by different things. People are traumatized by snakes and other things. Me, my biggest trauma is poverty, to be poor. And to not have. I'm scared of that. It's called peniaphobia, the fear of being broke. It's me. That's in me. And that has made me to hate any act or behavior that creates poverty. Anything that will make me lose money, I don't want to do that. And for an example, the fact that I know, and maybe it's from experience, I know how terrible debts can be. Nothing rewires your mind better than experience. If you've been locked out of your house, if you've been evicted, if your car has been repossessed, if you've been that miserable, there's no better rewiring than that. It's a trauma you will never want to experience again. And once you start having access to money, and I thank God I started having access to lots of money after that trauma, because now it automatically makes me to be a conscious spender.
But now there's a thin line between I want to call him by name, but no, I'm not going to.
No, say that. I see what you want to do. I'm not going to take it personal. I know I'm not.
No. But there's a thin line between becoming a miser and
becoming a conscious spender.
Yes. And hiding, you know, it's just, for me, it takes me back to the talent. Yes. What do we call it?
Yeah. The parable of the talent. Which is called, I'll talk about that next week. But anyway, we must get into the parable of the talents, right? And understand what Jesus was saying there. A lot of people are going to be shocked by the actual meaning of what it really connotes. Now, once you have life principles that you don't compromise, forget what names people call you.
Okay.
Whether they call you a miser, because people can call you a lot of things to make you compromise your
but
own
what
life.
But you
principle.
Are compromising you as well.
No, no, no. My principles are not based on compromise, and they are based on tried and tested wealth creation methods.
No, no, no.
So remember, I already said, I already yes. gave people permission to
yes.
give
yes.
for the fact that I have already committed more than 10% uh-huh. of my money to giving. I'm not a miser.
Yes.
So I have a principle that says I need to do three things
yes.
with my money.
So I need Muruti to redirect us
yeah, yeah.
because Omung, he's not even going to buy himself a shirt. Do you hear it, Muruti? Not even buy
what
themselves.
What kind now is that?
So,
no, 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 no. Guys, no, no, no.
No.
We already said you must do three
things.
Once you don't do these three things, you are not a responsible spender of money. Spend it 75%. Spend 75%.
As long as there's food in the house.
That spending is going to be part of food. When you buy food, you spend your money. That's where it falls into. The spending on food, it's part of your 75%. Then 15% you save. 10% you mm-hmm. give. Mm-hmm. Your life has to be structured that way. You mm-hmm. have to give that way.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants you to compromise your savings and tap into your savings after you have already given your 10%, that's where you become firm. You have established life principle, not only to others, but to even yourself, where you don't even allow emergencies, you know, and retail therapy to tempt you to compromise. Those have become solid principles of your life. But now I want to, you know, to stress our topic. Guys, once you get a lot of money, create income generating asset. Don't just pay off your debts and think you are wise.
Yeah.
No. If you pay off your debts and you do not have another means that keeps on generating that money and making that money come back to you, you are going to go back to debts. You are only going to have money for a year. I tell you, you're going to be back into poverty a year later, because all you did is you were spending money and there was nothing bringing in the money. The purpose of money is to make money. Once you have money, see that money. The purpose of money is not to spend it. Money is not a medium of exchange.
Okay.
Unless it is a medium of exchange for income generating assets and for things that will add value to your life. So once you have money, don't just say, I'm going to pay and give charity. All of that is good. But you guys are spending on the left. The left is giving tithe. The left is giving charity. The left is, oh, my mom is in an orphanage. That's the left. The right is what brings in the money. And so far, what I've read from people, your WhatsApp group friends, you are all on the left. You are taking out money. You are an outlet. You are not an inlet. You are telling me how you're going to...
Which is very dangerous.
It's not only dangerous. I'm going to make it very painful so that you don't forget. It is irresponsible to spend money that way, just to become an outlet. Money is going out. You are not an in. You are an out. You know, somebody was talking about insurance and outsurance. Make sure something comes in.
Yeah.
And not just out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just be spending money. You are an outlet. You are giving money everywhere. But are you creating income-generating asset? So one lady came to me recently. She said, I'm expecting 6 million from RAF. What must I do? I said, do two things only. Do you have debts? She said, I don't have debts. I'm too young to have debts. I said, okay, good for you. Because you don't have debts, only buy needs. And don't buy once. That's the first thing. Once you don't have debt, you only spend your money on what you need, not on what you want. There's a difference there. I need a phone because I need to make calls and all of that.
Yeah.
But a phone that cost me 30,000 rand, that's why? That's no longer a need. It's a want. I need clothes because Spongile just said it's cold. I don't want to get cold. But for me to buy brands that cost 40,000-50,000 rand.
Why?
You are no longer on the, you are no longer spending it on what you want. You are now spending it on what you need. It's alcohol a need or a want?
It's a want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you avoid spending money on wants. You only spend it on needs. And what are the needs? I need a house. I need a car. But I don't need a 1 million car. Once you start spending money, 1 million on a car, That's no longer a need. Now it's a want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Tate Philip Masang, and our time is so up, Mara. We're having a great time here.
Yeah.
I think we will park, Muruti, again, and continue next week.
Yes, we have to.
Okay, so Philip Masang says, hi, Swangile, and the guest. My former Jewish boss told me that if a person fails to see the value of 10 rand, he or she would never understand the value of 100, 1,000, 20,000, and value of 1 million rand. Guess what?
Mm.
That formula works for me up until now. This is Pastor Masango.
Amen.
Okay, Cherry Baby's back. Okay, I think we are getting diluted now. She says, so true. Hi, Bo. My neighbor was working at a hospital for 33 years, spent money not even a year. 2 million finished. No house, nothing. Still staying by in-laws. Oh,
exactly.
My, that is so,
isn't
so
Cherry
sad.
The same one that said...
No. I saw the bulb going quing on Cherry. Yes. That's why I'm like, we are getting diluted.
I'm doing something.
Yeah. We
I told you need me in that WhatsApp group. Oh, guys, you know what? I'm coming back next week to talk about buying income generation asset, because that's a ticket, permanent ticket out of poverty. Once you do that, you and your poverty. Next week, we'll probably talk about how my friend did it. 10 years, once a millionaire and still a millionaire 10 years later. Mm. How did he do that?
Mm.
Through income generating assets. And that's what I just want to emphasize, because once you get that, you have cracked the wealth equation.
Mm.
You just discovered what makes people rich. And you will never be poor another day in your life.
Sure. Hi, Muruti. Wow. This is amazing. And also to have that opportunity of having an exercise, you know?
In your brain. Yeah, we must challenge the way you
But
think,
I've been going back and forth. Lord, I don't think this is right. That way you're not bringing the million
exactly.
yet.
And also, just the last sort of a tip or advice. Mm-hmm. Always, if you are... a liberal spender.
Yeah.
Team up with someone who's a conscious spender. Find the opposite of who you are. So if you realize that, I'm an impulsive spender. It's easy for me to spend money.
Mm.
Maybe your partner, maybe your husband, maybe your boyfriend, maybe your close friend must just be that one conscious spender. Don't just go around with a team of people who are like you, birds of the same feather. You will be poor the same way.
The next thing in 2 weeks, it's gone.
Exactly.
All right, Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto us.
Mm.
And so, I'm going to ask you. I don't know if those were your closing statements or you still have something to close with, and then. So you can also let us know where to get hold of you if you would like to talk to you. And
thank you so much. Well. If you want to get my book and get more information about where to get more information, send me a WhatsApp. Send me a WhatsApp on 071-352-4581. 071-352-4581. And my closing comment is, the purpose of money is not to spend it, but to make money with it. So your money, it's your greatest asset for wealth generation. If you can wire up your thinking and mindset about money and start seeing money that way.
Right.
The day you have a million, just tell yourself, I have a million chances to make another million. Once you start seeing money that way, you'll never be poor another day.
All right. Thank you so much, Muruti. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
I'm here next week.
The name of the book?
Life After Debts. Debts.
Yeah. Dikoloto.
Yes. Let's get them.
And what creation? Wealth creation?
It's a guide to wealth creation and a debt-free life.
All right. And if you'd like to talk to Muruti, send a WhatsApp to 071-352-4581. You should come again with another exercise for next week.
It's coming.
Okay.
I'm already burning, but it's coming. We're here on Monday. Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.